we get the hour underway by welcoming into the program the athletic administrator at Brewer High School, David Utterback. Coach Utterback, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you on what I think is a wonderful idea. It was reported in newspapers around the state over the weekend, but you have submitted a proposal to the Maine Principals Association to try and give us an opportunity to have some semblance of a high school sports season this fall. Can you just give an overview of your proposal?
Yeah, I think the main thing is trying to get back safely, and I know that that's the concern of Maine CDC, Department of Education, the superintendents, and all the people that are working on this, the MPA. And as we've kind of gone on with our conversations throughout the summer, and we get closer to the middle of June and eventually July, where the plan is for the MPA to start some in-person coaching on July 6th. We don't even know yet what that looks like, but with the amount of uncertainty related to the whole return to academics, what's that going to look like? Obviously, the two need to be tied together, athletics and academics. I just felt it was necessary that we need to get a conversation started on an alternative, anything that we can do to avoid using the term cancel, which is what obviously needed to be done in the spring, this last spring of 2020. We needed to start putting some ideas on the table and give some options, and also let them know that there was, I think, some options that could be had.
And the gist of it would involve moving those higher risk sports to the spring season and then flipping, and for instance, baseball and softball would occur in the fall. What would the fall schedule look like under your plan?
Basically, my idea is to take, like you said, the lower risk activities identified in National Federation of High Schools. Baseball, softball was a moderate to low risk if you institute some other mitigation factors and some protocols there. Tennis was a lower risk. Golf remains a lower risk, but remains in the fall. Cross country was in there. And in talking to our coach, Glendon Rand, obviously there's things that you can do there to further minimize the contact. I know people think about, running shoulder to shoulder with competitors is high risk, but, there are things that you can do to help alleviate some of that. And then part of my original plan was to have field hockey in that fall, as is, because that's a lower risk activity just by the nature of it. There's no contact allowed in that activity. But through the process, like you mentioned, with the media kind of getting wind of my idea and then the story being presented about it, I've taken a lot of feedback, a lot of great feedback, a lot of great dialogue. And, in a revised proposal, I'd almost send field hockey into the fall, into the spring, and bring girls lacrosse in to replace it so that you're not conflicting so many kids with a sport choice. So that's sort of what the fall would look like if we were to get going.
And then you're looking at a couple of different spring seasons, spring one and spring two, sort of a staggered start to those seasons.
Yeah, and that's the only way I see it being done. Obviously it's not my decision at the end of the day, but I think there's wavering confidence, at least in our worlds, as far as athletic administrators, it depends on who you talk to, that, if you were to ask the question, do you think there's going to be high school football in the fall? I would put a 1% chance on that. I don't want to be 100% wrong. So, I think that depending on who you talk to, we'll sort of dictate how you answer that. But, there would be two spring seasons. The sports that you aren't able to basically flip into the fall, because you can't tell the CDC, the DOE and superintendents and the MPA that you have a plan that takes safety into consideration to start your fall out with, and then you throw boys lacrosse into that list. I mean, it's just that's counter to the proposal. I mean, boys lacrosse was one of the five sports that were deemed highest risk because of the nature of that activity. So you can't put that in the fall. You can't just cleanly flip fall and spring completely because of that. And you would start out spring one with those traditional spring activities in Maine. And then, you get to the April vacation time period where, maybe you start and there's going to be overlap. But to me, that conflict is better than cancel. Like, let us work through the dual sport conflicts and things like that. That's when you could start to see football and soccer start to crank up. And the further down the road you push this, and I know you follow this closely as do I, you know, could we be in a better position as far as the virus? The virus is going to dictate what occurs in schools, and are we in a position where there might be a vaccine or, you know, better treatments, or the numbers continue to trend the way that we want them to? You know, that sort of gives us that chance right off. But if we just go into the fall with a blanket, you know, we're not offering sports, and then you try to do all those things and say you're going to try to do all those things in the spring of 2021, and then you never get to them, then some of those kids are going to have double letdown for 2 years in a row.
We're talking with David Utterback here on Downtown. If this were to play out in some fashion with the MPA, do you think they would consider allowing kids to have multi-sport eligibility?
They already allow for that, so that's a local decision. I mean, you see, you know, I'll take Caden Spencer-Thompson as a prime example up this way. I mean, he was a star in basketball and indoor track at Manitowoc Academy, and, you know, and the requirements of those two sports for as far as practicing and game and meet days, you know, they do allow for dual sport, but that's a local decision. I mean, Brewer is an example. We do not allow for it right now, you know, just because we have so many activities and so many kids that we don't necessarily need to allow for that. But in the smaller schools, that's pretty common that you see a soccer player that also plays golf, or, you know, a track athlete in the spring that's also a softball or a baseball player. So, you know, schools would have to change their policies around to allow for that. You know, in this plan, I guess it's hypothetical that you could have a kid that does five athletic activities. You know, there could be kids that do four. I mean, I don't see what any downfall of that is, other than obviously you want to be concerned about the wear and tear on their body, especially if they're going into the last season of their experience would be a soccer or a football season. So, you know, there are hurdles to overcome. I think there are conflicts, but again, in my opinion, conflict is better than cancel. And I feel we're going to get to that point again, and I want there to be an alternative.
And there are always going to be challenges in terms of facilities and weather and time. I know in social media yesterday, somebody asked you about the days getting shorter in the fall, but that one's a pretty easy fix by starting games a little bit earlier when you get to the fall. What would be a couple of the toughest challenges to overcome if you did this plan?
I think, well, that nighttime challenge, obviously, in the fall, you know, would be one of them. I think starting a soccer and football season weather-wise is going to be challenging and very tricky. You know, of course, this spring was probably the best spring that our fields looked into, and we weren't able to use them. So hopefully we're somewhere in the middle. I mean, the last spring in 2019 was the worst spring as far as weather went, and then this spring was the best. So hopefully we're somewhere in the middle in 2021. But, you know, this proposal was vetted out and talked about. I presented this to the folks up in Aroostook County, because that's right off the bat. I mean, if you look at soccer, you know, one of the immediate questions would be, how are you going to do soccer in Aroostook County in April?
Right.
And so that question got asked to those folks, and I had some ADs that said, we think that we could make this work. You know, it's actually no different than us struggling for, you know, outdoor time in baseball, softball, and waiting for the snow melt to get on tennis courts and to our tracks. And, you know, they feel that a late April start for soccer is doable to them, that they're, you know, they're outside at the beginning of May, or those sometimes in a good winter, you know, they're outside at the end of April, then they could be on field. So that would be one of them, you know, tearing up fields early on and then having those. Usually it's the opposite of that in football, where you start out with a great field because it's had growth all summer, and then you tear it up by the end of it. So you're almost reversing that. But, you know, I think, again, you know, I keep coming back to that, working through those conflicts is better than cancel. And, you know, again, my fear is that that we get to that point where we're looking at kids in the eyes and looking at the sadness that they have about not having the opportunity again.
I want to talk about that, too, because it kills me to give you credit, Dave. You know that as a coworker of mine. But you did such a wonderful job reaching out to our athletes at Brewer and staying in touch with them and lifting their spirits this spring season. And it was tough for everybody and all the athletes and all the students. But can you talk a little bit about the communication you had, especially with those senior athletes who missed out on everything this year, graduation and prom? And we did the best we could as a school, everybody did. But then they get the double whammy of missing their last chance, in many cases, to play a sport.
Yeah, I'm be honest with you, I'm really proud of those kids, the way that they handled that. The last time I saw a lot of those kids was March 13th in the gym, and this was when we knew we were going to be out of school for a little while. We didn't know when, or for how long. But looking at the fear in their eyes, I don't want to be in that situation again where they just don't know. So I'd like to have a plan ready for them. But I'm very proud of the way that they handled that, and the way that the staff at the school embraced new norms. I mean, I couldn't imagine being a teacher and having to try to create a new, I think the best thing that I saw somebody compare it to was like the Apollo 13 mission. Like, you get up there and you do your thing for so long, and then then chaos occurs, and you've tried to make something good out of something bad. And there's been some creative stuff. I mean, I'm no different with what we did with some of the recognition. Some of it was stolen, some of it was my own. But even some of the things that teachers did that I was paying attention to, that the staff was doing, and then look at what occurred with the graduation. I mean, how cool was the parade yesterday, and being in the school for that graduation video and some of that stuff that they were able to do there. There's been some creative stuff that occurred, and I'm really proud of those kids for handling it with such grace and class like they did. I never heard one kid complain. I mean, they were sad about their missed opportunity, but they didn't blame anybody other than what needed to be blamed, which was the coronavirus. And they did a great job handling it.
So what are the next steps in terms of discussing your plan at the statewide level?
I think as it's sort of gained some, obviously people are talking about it. And I think that's what sort of the MPA wanted was, we've been able to talk about it. And over the weekend, we've gotten a lot of feedback, and I'm sure the MPA is seeing feedback, because I am. Everybody's kind of saying why it can't be done, but there's also a million reasons why it could be. And, you just try to work through those problems. And I think at committee levels is where they'll go with the MPA. At the end of the day, let's be real. This is going to, whatever occurs or whatever the MPA or ADs and sports kids and sports parents want to do, it's got to be something that the main Department of Education, the superintendents, and the CDC say, that looks okay. I mean, that's no different than the professional sports where Dr. Fauci gave the thumbs up to the NBA's plan. I mean, that stuff all gets vetted through various levels, and I think that if it gets to their level and they say this makes more sense than trying to play football and soccer in the fall, then so be it. And, if they say, no, I think you're going to be fine, then even better. I mean, let's just keep my thought in a Google Drive archive somewhere, and we never come back to it, hopefully. So we've at least got the conversation going. So that, I think, was the important step.
Well, I think it's terrific, and I appreciate your efforts at thinking outside the box and giving us more reason to hope for some kind of a season this fall. David, we appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. Glad to see that your golf game is getting lots of attention, too.
Yeah, and I'm not sure it's gotten any better. Said you had a hard time giving me credit. I have a hard time giving you credit as well. I mean, this is like select company on this show. I mean, you and I have been kind of talking back and forth with when you follow my movie night, and you always, I've talked to so-and-so. So this is like, this is the pinnacle of my media exposure. I had Chad Finn liked one of my tweets one time, and this is even better. So
Chad was pumping you up last hour talking about this plan.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that then.
Say, now you're a favorite now out of the box for Downtown Madness next year.
Absolutely.
Well, David, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on with us today, and be well, stay safe this summer, hit them straight, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, same to you. Thank you.
David Utterback, Brewer High School's athletic director here on Downtown.